Good morning. I'm Vin Ebnew. Lacey High School has put the brakes on in-person learning after a number of students and staff tested positive for COVID over the weekend. The Asbury Park Press reports the principal sent a message on the district website saying school will remain closed for the rest of the week as school officials continue to monitor COVID-related conditions and do a deep clean as well. Monmouth County is reportedly ahead of Ocean County in terms of vaccine distribution. Residents in Monmouth County have received vaccines at a greater clip than Ocean County residents, according to an Asbury Park Press analysis of state figures. The Murphy administration is trying to inoculate two-thirds of Jersey adults by the summertime, but there are just not enough doses of the Moderna or Pfizer vaccine anywhere to meet demand right now. There's now an easier way, though, to ask health-related questions and get vaccine updates in Ocean County. The Ocean County Health Department now has an app where you can learn about their programs, services, and COVID testing and travel advisories that will notify you when vaccination clinic appointments become available. We have their app information on our app as well. Monmouth County commissioners have announced that any vaccine appointments scheduled for today are being moved to Friday because of the impending storm that's right now in the South and Midwest, so there's been a delay in vaccine deliveries here. You're being encouraged to go to visitmonmouth.com/health for COVID vaccine updates in Monmouth County. Ahead of a deadly head-on parkway crash on New Year's Day in Ocean County, several 911 callers reported an erratic driver to state police. In audio obtained by Town Square Media News, one of the first calls says the vehicle entered the roadway and then turned into traffic.
Got onto the South Toms River exit, like by Dover Oil,
right,
and literally just banged a U-ey right in the middle of the parkway, and then just gunned it and went southbound on the northbound side and flew past us.
State police said Emily Soak of Mercer County was driving south in the northbound lanes when she collided head-on with Colleen Roche of Barnegat. Both women were killed in the crash. Named after St. Michael, the patron saint of police, and St. Camillus, the patron saint of the sick, the Michael Camillus Project, created by the Ocean County Prosecutor's Office, aims to teach members of law enforcement about substance abuse disorder. Ocean County Prosecutor Bradley Bilheimer says the 18-credit course includes 6 intensive classes at Ocean County College.
Students/officers would get a certificate of completion in addiction studies from Ocean County College. And after that, they can sit for a state exam and perform clinical hours to get their certified alcohol and drug counselor designation.
Prosecutor Bilheimer hopes the funding continues because it's an innovative way to break down the stigmas associated with addiction and substance abuse disorders. In sports on Tuesday, Islanders skate by the Sabres 3-0. Devils top the Rangers 5-2. Nets outlast the Suns 128-124. On Wall Street, the Dow rose 64 and closed at 31,522. Weather today mostly sunny, which is always nice. A little windy at times, though. Highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, cloudy. Lows in the mid-20s. I'm Vin Ebenu on the Town Square Jersey Shore News Network.
Sick of being upsold at gyms?
My guy, you're currently a base member. For $90 more, I can upgrade you to our Shred membership. For $130 more, you'll be a Swole member. And for just $300 more, you'll reach Sweat Platinum.
At Planet Fitness, you'll get energy without the upsell. Never pushy, always free fitness training and equipment for every workout. It's fitness that fits your budget. Join Planet Fitness for just $1 down and $10 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends Friday, May 10th. See Home Club for details.